welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today I'm hopping across the pond to Detroit and the Senate Theatre, which is owned and operated by the Detroit Theatre Organ Society. One of the great show openers comes from the pen of Vincent Newman's in 1929. It's the title music from the stage show Great Day. Great Day, Billy Knoll at the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre, Detroit. The Senate's Wurlitzer came from the Fisher Theatre, a 3,500-seat downtown movie palace designed in a Mayan-Byzantine style by noted theatre architects Graven and Mager. The console matched the decor, and it's about the only remaining item that shows the colourful grandeur of that Mayan theme. When the Fisher Theatre was remodeled into a performing arts venue in 1961, the Wurlitzer was purchased by a local man, George Orbitz, who initially installed it into Detroit's Iris Theatre, and the local Theatre Organ Club was subsequently formed. John Lauter has been associated with the Senate for many years, but has only commercially released a handful of tracks. Isn't This a Lovely Day is taken from a 1999 album produced by the Detroit Theatre Organ Society. Thank you. The newly formed club rapidly outgrew the Irish Theatre, and the Senate, a 1,200-seat venue that had fallen derelict, was purchased in 1962 by the Society, and after 2 years of restoration by Society members, the venue opened with its transplanted Wurlitzer. That opening concert on April 11, 1964, was played by the great New York theatre organist Ashley Miller. The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, a Rodgers and Hart song from the show Jumbo, which played the Hippodrome, New York, in 1935. Ashley Miller at the console of the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre, Detroit. Since its opening in 1964, the Senate Wurlitzer has been in constant use for concerts and special presentations at the theatre. In 1978, Lawrence Welk keyboard star Bob Ralston recorded an LP for which he combined his piano and organ talents using the Senate venue. Based on a Swedish folk song with words taken from an 1885 poem, here's Bob with How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Scott Fopiano, a native of Memphis, Tennessee, released a CD in 1995 called, appropriately, Scott Plays the Detroit Senate, and that jaunty piece was an Irving Berlin composition from 1914 called I Want to Go Back to Michigan, Down on the Farm. There's a photo of the original Fisher Theatre on the web before its glorious Mayan theme was ripped out in 1961, and its magnificence, even in black and white, leaves me speechless about the comparatively dull wood panel treatment that replaced it. But I suppose the Fisher's loss was the Senate's gain, and it's doubtful that the Wurlitzer could have survived in the Fisher. Another great recording from the 1960s was made by America's First Lady of the Theatre Organ, Anne Leaf. This is a piece called Pavane, composed by Morton Gould, adapted in 1938 from his American Symphonette No. 2, which was recorded by such artists as Glenn Miller and Errol Garner. from a concert with Tony Fenelon at the Senate Detroit in the late 1960s and released as an LP on the Ad Rhythm label in the UK, that was Now Is the Hour, first published as Swiss Cradle Song in New Zealand in 1913. It's gone through a number of slight alterations and name changes since its publication, but the version we know now came from Gracie Fields in 1948. To close today's Hot Pipes, this is a track by the late Lowell Ayres, recorded in 1973 and published on a fundraising LP by the Detroit Theatre Organ Society. I defy anyone not to tap some part of their body in rhythm to this arrangement of Anne Ronald's Baby's Birthday Party. For me, that is what this kind of music is all about. What great fun and superb musicianship, and they don't always go together. The Detroit Theatre Organ Society is one of the most successful operations of its kind, and it continues to run regular concerts featuring their four Manuel Wurlitzer. I'm all but done for today, but if you'd like more information about Hot Pipes, and perhaps the wider world of organ music as entertainment, visit my website, hotpipes.eu. And thanks for joining me today. Until the same time next week, at the same place on your dial, when I'll be exploring music recorded on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide, Australia, this is Steve Ashley wishing you a fond adieu.